a 5 gallon is about 10 inches across, so you ought to dig at least a 20 or 24 inch hole.
So how much would I put in that hole?
Well, let me teach you something about
it. Okay, I'm asking.
People in West Texas have seen this. Have you ever seen somebody have to replace a sewer line in the front yard?
Yes.
And they have to dig down deep. Yep. The plumber does, dig the dirt yep. out, put the new line in, and then they put the same bad soil in. And what do you have for the next 3 or 4 or 5 years? A green streak down the yep. yard, right?
Yep.
True?
100%.
You've seen it with your eyeballs.
I've seen it.
You've seen sprinkler systems go in, and you can see where the sprinkler lines went. Yep. They didn't put compost or any good soil in there. They just fluffed the soil up and aerated the soil.
Aerated, there's that word.
And the reason loose soil works better, there's more oxygen in it, and roots need oxygen, but so do those microorganisms. And so those populations just came to life because they had something to breathe. And then everything else starts working for years. Like, you know, you remember that the ditch covered up was green for literally years, greener than the rest of the grass.
Your story, Auntie, my mother's house, she had a beautiful front yard. San Augustine, of course, and had a little trouble with a pipe. She says, I'm not messing with it. It's not totally broken. I don't want to ruin my yard. Well, of course, my sister has that house now. It totally was ruined. So they got to come in. I watched just what you said. They tore their yard all to pieces. And I thought, oh, man. I said, well, maybe you cement, or maybe you do a drywall or something different. And just what you said, in a matter of a few months, maybe not even that long, when they put it back, and it looked just dirt, you know, all of a sudden the grass, boom, just exactly what you said. And I never thought about that. I thought, well, maybe it was because it was a sewer line. You know, they fertilized it, whatever. But no, it aerated the yard.
No, our sewer lines don't bleed like a grain field does, or like the old clay pipes did. There's no nutrients coming out of the sewer line. It's all because it was aerated.
100%. Well, I didn't know. See, I tell you, I learned something every time we do this radio show.
Now, I want to tell you one more thing before we forget.
Yes.
In my experience in West Texas, it takes 3 to 5 years for a tree to get established root-wise well enough to really start growing. It's like if you sit there and stare at the tree, it's like it's never going to grow. But one day, in about 3 to 5 years, say, when did that tree get so thick? Finally cast a shadow, just boom. And I like to remind people that it's the leaves that capture the sun that makes the food, the chlorophyll, that is the energy and life of the tree. So unless you have a lot of leaves up there, you don't have a lot of energy. And the tree's smart enough to know not to put on more leaves up there than it can support root-wise. So growing the roots is the most important thing in the beginning. And it takes a while in West Texas for those roots to grow well enough to. So my point is, if you plant in the fall, next spring is next year. If you wait till spring, you lose a whole year. And if it takes 3 years, or to three to five, depending on how you take care of it, and really it should only take 3 years for it to really get established. Why waste the year? Fall's the right time to plant trees and shrubs. Shrubs are the same way. You know, when a shrub kind of sets there, and when it really gets rooted, then it really pushes.
And so what shrubs do you recommend for West Texas?
Oh, it's better just to come to the nursery or wherever and just kind of look around. The local nurseries have shrubs that grow well here. So some of the other stores, you know, that aren't local bring in things that look good and don't do so well here. But all the local nurseries, you know, just that's the best thing. Rather than list them, you wouldn't remember them anyway.
Now, that is true.
So just come and look at them and see them, and then we'll tell you, well, this will grow. This is going to grow too big, or this takes sun, or this takes shade, or whatever, you know. So walking around looking at what you like is the best thing to do.
Well, okay. Well, the ones that I see a lot of growing, there's two. I don't know the names. I know one's a yellow bell, right?
Yeah.
You see, I think those are real pretty. But they stay green year-round? I know they lose the yellow part.
They generally, and they should, die to the ground in the wintertime.
Okay.
And after they die to the ground, after they freeze back, then you cut them off, and they come back out of their roots. And that's how most perennials, that's kind of the definition of a perennial. It dies back and comes back from its roots.
And
system.
What is the orange plant?
The orange-red?
Yeah,
that's the Pride of Barbados.
Yes.
Mexican Bird of Paradise.
And is that also the same way?
Yes. Dies to the ground. 40 years ago, it always froze and never came back, except one spot in San Angelo that has a special situation where the soil was warmer. But now they that they seem to almost always come back. But yellowbells and Mexican bird of paradises can freeze and die in the winter, but usually they don't.
As you see a lot of that around San Angelo now.
Yeah.
And they're very pretty.
Easy. I've seen them on the River Walk in San Antonio, and they're not as pretty as they are here. You know why? Because they grow too much, and they're floppy and leggy, and ours are tight and full of blooms.
They get all that rain.
It's too humid
for
Mexican bird of paradise.
So it is. So come look at the bushes. I know this because you weren't there. I came in and bought a couple of bushes, a couple of things to put in pots, and the heat, I guess. I don't know. They just... You need to visit.
Are they alive?
No, I don't know. They don't look very alive.
There's a lot of things that... You know, what was it? In July, after we got a rain, I think July 1st or 2nd, and then bam, it hit, and it was 105 for 2 months. And the things that are still alive, it's amazing. Even from 105 to 99, there's been an improvement. And the mornings are cooler. Yeah. Plants know it.
They were right at the 105 when we even planted them. And it was the whole 2 weeks. I think it was just tough. Too hard. And most plants probably can't do that, especially guys getting planted in. Going through it,
you can't miss them. One day you miss them from watering, they may not die, but they look so bad. You wish you hadn't have done it.
Yeah, really have to water every day, don't you?
Another thing that people should do in the fall is feed their landscape and their lawn. When the grass grows to bed healthy and fed, it comes out stronger in the spring.
And what do we feed it with?
Well, that olive is growing great. Fertilizer has an organic base, and it's one of the best. But it just...
Did you see I got that in there?
A good... it really is good. My son and I developed it. Yeah. I formulated it. But anything, a balanced fertilizer is good. 3-1-2 ratio is good. That's what A&M says. So, and then even your beds can be fed now. And then you can kick into pre-emergence to prevent fall weeds pretty soon. Everybody's different. I was talking to a guy yesterday who does lawns and takes care of people's lawns. And I said some people can't stand weak winter weeds, and other people just mow them, and they don't care if there's just spots here and there and stuff. And the henbit in February blooms sort of a lavender color, and I tell people, just enjoy it as a wildfire, because when it gets hot, it's going to be gone. But some people can't stand that, so they need to keep the pre-emergent active about every 3 months all year.
And I was going to give Tommy a hard time for plugging that little sales pitch in, but I got to say one thing. I've asked you many, many times, I'm buying stuff, and you've said, Scott, wait. It's not time. And I think that's just a good guy helping you, so I appreciate that. But you have. I mean, because I've got all these pots I want to bring in. You know, I'll bring them on the trailer. It's not time. Wait. And you're right, because if you do it wrong, it doesn't work.
That's right. Everybody loses then.
And we don't want that. Some good words of advice, because we're running out of time again.
Hey.
So we got, hopefully, like you said, fall coming. But so do we wait just a little bit till it gets a little bit cooler before we do anything?
You know, yes.
Except for grass.
And things like pansies and cabbage and cauliflower and those fall vegetables, it's too hot. Just wait. The growers can grow them better and fuller and prettier. Some things it's better to plant early, like tomatoes, because when it gets hot, they don't like it. But if you plant pansies when it's hot, they just, anyway, there's no advantage. They're going to grow all winter.
But if you were to get a little bit about vegetables, we're running out of time, but... Is the vegetable? We got to have to do a whole program on vegetables and fruits. Okay,
time.
Hey, folks.
Hey, by the way, you know what today is?
What?
The first day of football season.
Oh,
Cowboys
yes,
play today.
Yes, yes, yes.
What kind of? Who are you?
Well, he got me all excited about these plants things going here.
Hey, yeah. We have our priorities right, Jeremy. Come on.
No, it is. Hey, and Zeke's back.
Yes, so you should
is
be
he?
Happy.
Yeah, yes, he's back. $90 million.
You're kidding.
Highest paid running
Scott
back Allison's in the NFL
contract.
Yeah. Oh my God. Hey, folks, we appreciate you listening. We'll catch you next week.